Bill Wittstein is in the business of training dogs to detect bedbugs, and he says business is good.
Bedbugs is really, over the last 10 years, it's become an epidemic in many states and here in Florida as well. And the fastest and easiest way to detect them is by use of a dog.
He runs the Florida Canine Academy in Safety Harbor, a training facility. Inside is set up like a bedroom with beds, blue curtains, and a wooden dresser. It's to help the dogs get used to working in a real-life environment. But the key to the dog's training lies in the wheel. It's a piece of equipment consisting of six cups filled with various materials.
Live bed bugs, and another one that's food. This is other spiders and things. This is peanuts.
The wheel spins and the dog sniffs each cup.
Seek. Seek.
When he smells the bed bugs, he alerts.
Show me.
And is
show
rewarded with a treat.
Show me. Good boy.
Wittstein brings his trained dogs into hotels, houses, and hospitals. They can tell the difference between live bed bugs and dead ones. And they don't actually need to see the bugs.
There.
So tell me what this is all about. These panels.
It's a baseboard on hinges, so just like in a home, we can hide stuff inside the walls.
And quick detection is key when it comes to hospitals.
If someone comes into the hospital and has a bed bug problem, when they come into the hospital, it's quite possible they might bring them with them. But the hospitals, especially in Florida, have a routine and a plan in place where immediately the room is shut down. They're inspected by both humans and dogs.
Several Tampa Bay area hospitals say they have policies to deal with bedbugs, including using bed bug detecting dogs. And when they find them, the room is closed off, neither heated up to 130 degrees or treated with chemicals. A spokesperson for Morton Plant Meese Hospital says they started using bed bug detecting dogs about a year ago, when they noticed an increase in cases. But Alan Fugler with the Florida Pest Management Association says the problem isn't new, it's as old as mankind.
They cohabitated with us, truly an evolutionary relationship.
And while he says they don't carry disease because of how quickly they reproduce and their diet,
they feed entirely, virtually entirely on human blood.
They're viewed as a serious problem. Jeff White is an entomologist and the technical director for Bedbug Central.
Bedbug Central is an online information resource where you can go to learn everything you'd ever want or not want to know about bedbugs.
He says up until about a decade ago, bedbugs were almost a non-issue.
For decades, bedbugs were virtually eliminated from the United States due to the wide-scale use of a product called DDT.
But he says that product was pulled off the market because of environmental concerns.
And what it's left us with is one primary class of pesticides that bedbugs have built up a large resistance to.
So the only thing left to do is to detect early. And that's where Bill Wittstein and his dogs come in.
People do get panicked, but they're just like any other bug. Unfortunately, it's become an epidemic, but with proper inspections and treatments, you can take care of it.
And that's what he's been doing several times a day, 7 days a week. For Health News Florida, I'm Sarah Pusateri.